The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we will get details on EB's wild weekend.
So we'll do that on
720. But right now, it's time to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use our promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Love Don't Sleep and love Crop Metcalf. Mm-hmm. They've come up so big, and they are out there today. I had my brother Matt out there. My mom's currently staying with us. I'll tell you the whole thing next, but yep. My mom's currently with us. My brother Matt was kind of the general contractor on Saturday.
Yeah.
Now my brother Chad will be dealing with him today. So there's a lot going on, but I'll give you all that. All right.
The bye week is done.
The bye week is done. I hate bye weeks. I mean, they're just, you know, I love football. I can't believe where we are. What are we enter.
We're heading into week 15.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, bro. Christmas is in 16 days.
I know. It's coming.
I've bought no gifts too.
I'm behind the eight ball, but I'm gonna recover.
I bought nothing. I got nothing. I got like nothing in my brain.
Right.
I mean, I know a lot of stuff I want.
Sure. Oh, but of course.
I don't know what to give.
Yeah.
I told my wife and daughters I don't want anything for Christmas.
Oh no,
Grinch.
It actually pisses me off because buying gifts for other people is butt hard.
So hard.
And it's butt easy for me. Golf balls.
Yeah. Perfect gift.
Well, I'm telling you, all the rage in my world is these heated vests that guys have now that play golf.
Right.
And Valdez, I sent him a link that my buddy got. He literally snap bought it, immediately loves it. My other buddy loves it. Everybody's got heated vests.
Do you plug them in to like charge them?
Yeah, it has a battery pack.
Oh, yeah, pack in.
Got it.
And it just, you know, makes it amazing. Mm. But I did experience, just side note, I couldn't get my tee into a couple tee boxes, and my buddy Mel didn't have his drill.
Okay. Mm. Could you bring a mini hammer? Would that work?
I mean, I suppose it would work. You might break your tee, but... But that's why Mel has
broken teeth.
He has a drill. He has a drill for that.
Sure.
So now I understand this old winter golf.
Got
thing.
It.
You know what it is? It's like
it's the only instance where you would really own a drill is to drill holes in the ground for tees.
Not hanging drywall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very true. All right. So hold on. Let's try to stay locked in here. A lot going on. Okay, the Rams. This kind of caught my attention. Our buddy Ivan Lambert wrote this for Commanders Wire. Watch out. Rams are now pushing the Commanders.
Yeah.
If you thought the Commanders were pretty much a certainty to make the playoffs, hold on. Take notice of the Rams. Sure, the Commanders are 8-5 and still alone in the seventh and final seed, but the Rams are charging. And they go through the breakdown here. This is in another article. Where is this from? I want to make sure I give everybody their shine. This is from Pro Football Network. But, you know, others can do this. Basically, the Eagles have this pretty much locked up, right? They're a 96.2% chance to win the NFC East.
Right.
99.9% to make the playoffs, all right? So they're running away with it. The Commanders are now down to 3.8% chance to win the NFC East, so that ain't happening. And actually, I find this somewhat low. Only 61% chance to make the playoffs.
By the way, the Eagles already clinched a playoff spot. You said
this
99.
Must have been as of
before the they're already clinched a spot.
This was published probably December 8th at 11:40. I don't know why. Maybe over something happened.
They've clinched a playoff spot.
Okay. So they're in. I mean, they were going either way. The Commanders, at least as of yesterday at 11:40 p.m., mm-hmm. were 61% chance to make the playoffs,
ooh.
Which I think is kind of low. Now, as Cakes mentioned, it looks like Carr broke his wrists. I think Tom Pelissero maybe is reporting that they haven't said it officially, but kind of the word is, they think fractured wrist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that means some other donk.
Jay Kaner.
Yeah, and Spencer possibly. Rattler. One of those guys.
The current Commanders playoff probability, according to NFL.com, is 80%.
Wow.
I have them at 80%.
I don't know where I don't know where everybody gets different.
Seahawks at 65%, Bucks 71%, Vikings over 99%.
I mean, I would take that from the NFL.com over this, but I mean, literally, this article was written yesterday. But
the Rams, with that win, now, the Rams are a totally different team when they have both their receivers healthy, which they've had for the last couple weeks, three weeks. But the Rams have four games left. Three of those are in the division. They play at San Francisco next week.
It's a massive game.
And they still have to play Arizona and San Francisco, mm-hmm. I believe at home. They have to play the Jets somewhere sprinkled in there too. But they've got three out of four in the division. So they're certainly going for the division. They're one game back of the Seahawks. But yeah, the Rams are interesting because when they're healthy, they're pretty legit.
Well, as you mentioned, they have the Rams. They have three six-loss teams chasing them. The Rams, the Cardinals, and the Bucks. The Commanders would lose, obviously, a head-to-head tiebreaker with the Bucks.
Right.
But then we would win it over the Cardinals. Our 5-3 conference record is good. So we've got the Saints this week and a backup quarterback. I mean, come on. Gotta take advantage of that.
Beat the Saints.
Gotta take advantage of that. And listen, let's just be a realist. I mean, you can be a homer and pick the Skins, but be a realist and assume you'll lose to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a great team.
Even though the Eagles almost lost to the Panthers.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe they'll be vulnerable.
But that is a division game.
Anything can happen. Yeah. But if you put a gun to my head and you said, who's going to win that game? I would say, well, my life's on it. I'm going to pick the Eagles.
Yeah.
And then just out of stubbornness, I'm just going to pick us against the Falcons and the Cowboys.
Well, the Falcons they've lost four consecutive games.
They're in free fall.
And in those games, we've already talked about it, Cousins has 8 picks and 0 touchdowns. They're a completely different team now than they were to start the year. They are bad. But again, it's week to week. Who knows? I mean, it's still going to be a big game, but they have to beat the Saints with a backup quarterback. Coming off a bye, have mm-hmm. to win that game. Don't you think? Got to beat them.
I think so. And of course,
the Saints were, even when Carr was in the game yesterday, they were bad offensively.
Right.
I mean, they should have been able to muster more than 14 points. I mean, against Drew Locke, a bad Giants team.
Drew Locke had 28 incompletions.
he's such a bad NFL quarterback.
28.
Oof.
So, I mean, you got to beat the Saints, even though it's on the road. But coming off a bye, you're a much better roster. Got to beat them.
So I do.
But there's some other teams that are certainly in the mix.
I do think that all signs are pointing to Lattimore to return mm-hmm. against his team, the dreaded revenge game.
Your favorite narrative of all time.
It's just so stupid. Marshawn Lattimore, what do you think, Cakes? Will it have impact?
I mean, it better for all the draft capital you parted with to bring him in to be your top corner, not only for this season. He's not even a rental. He has years remaining on his deal.
Mm-hmm.
He should provide an instant impact.
I mean,
he doesn't make you worse. He makes you better.
Well, the only way it would be worse is if it screwed up communication, that kind of thing.
But he's been around
for a while. Long enough.
He's been, and he's been in Ashburn for, 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
So I think the communication will be fine.
Yeah, they'll have that figured out. And it's just a terminology thing mm-hmm. from what I understand. And
I don't even know what wideout he's going to cover. Like, it's hard to keep up with who's even playing for the Saints at wideout. Like
Scantling.
Valdez Scantling is there. I know Chris Olave can come off the IR in week 15, whether he will or not.
Don't know.
It's yet to be seen because he's dealing with concussion issues. So I don't know who he's going to cover, but hopefully he's out there playing next Sunday.
Here's a rumor, Cakes, that...
I love rumors.
This is a rumor, so, but this is from yesterday. It's kind of annoying, though. But it may, if this happens, I think I'll be pissed. Matt Holder from the Bleacher Report, and this is again from Ivan Lambert.
Yep. What's the rumor? What's the scuttle?
He says the Eagles will sign a pass-rushing defensive end, and he believes Dante Fowler Jr. will be a huge target they aggressively pursue.
Did he only ink a one-year deal here?
Sounds like it.
So. I think he did.
I think so. He's got 8.5 sacks. He's only 30. Now he'll turn 31 in August.
He's having a great year.
Mm-hmm. He's got 19 solo tackles, 11 assists, 11 tackles for loss, 10 quarterback hits. He, of course, leads the team in sacks and tackles for loss. I believe this is correct. I don't believe Chase Young in his career has ever had 8.5 sacks.
I think he topped out seven. His rookie year, was it about six and a half or seven?
Seven kind of sounds familiar. I can go look at his numbers.
Friggin' dud.
I think he had one tackle yesterday.
Friggin' dud. I get it. It just angers me.
Number two overall pick.
Yeah. What a friggin' dud.
Wow.
It's been so underwhelming. Bad.
So, I don't know. I feel weird about this because I don't want to lose that guy.
Well, what a bargain. 1 year, $3.25 million in cash.
Now,
and he's going to get
and he's playing for a
sacks.
Contract.
Yeah.
He's playing
they
for a
are,
contract.
So, I mean, could they sign him to a 3-year deal, 2 years guaranteed, third year? Like, I'm thinking, and it'd still be kind of responsible.
I mean, they could.
I mean, they got like 100 plus million.
I mean, it's hard to find double digit sack guys in the NFL. And that's what you have.
And weirdly, these elite sack guys. They can play well into the 30s.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's just so keen to get rid of their running backs at like 27, 28. Mm-hmm. Like, stud DNs can play till 34, 35. Easy.
Yep. He's only 30 at this point.
And he plays a lot younger than 30.
You think?
I think he does.
He doesn't look, yeah. He looks.
No, he just looks
spry.
he looks like he's, you know, second or third year player, but he's having a really good
year. Now, what would you do with Bobby? Did Bobby Wagner also sign a 1 year deal? Was it like $6 million?
Pretty sure he's a $1 million.
What would you do with
guy
Bobby? Because Drabby is right. He doesn't really cover a lot of ground. Like, he's not going to get you laterally, but he's such a.
He still makes plays, though.
He still makes plays.
And he's still out there. He's a great leader. It's great in the locker room.
1 year, $6.5 million for him.
I might bring him back for another year.
Sure.
Depends on what your options are.
Give him a slight raise. If you love him, just at least for the culture he brings.
The culture.
He slipped play-wise.
But he also, I mean, he definitely, like, in a straight line, is fine. He just, you know, just can't cover a lot of ground. I mean, he knocks the hell out of, like running backs to try to block him. They can't do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
He just destroys him.
He's valuable. Man, it's just such a big game on Sunday. Even though it's the Saints who only have 5 wins and they're starting a backup quarterback, it's just such a big game from a commander standpoint, of course.
Right.
Especially with what's going on in the NFC West. The Falcons, I think the Falcons might be dead.
They're looking pretty dead.
Unless they make a quarterback change.
I'm assuming Manny Forbes did not suit up for the Rams. Was he an inactive?
I'd have to look at the...
I'm assuming, right?
I'd have to look at the box score.
Right. Because they didn't sign him... To the practice squad, right? Didn't they claim him and sign him to their regular roster? So that means
I thought they did.
That means he either suited up or he was inactive.
I can look at the Rams.
He was inactive.
Yeah.
Man, it is jarring watching him backpedal on those stilts that he calls legs.
I'm telling you, man.
It is scary.
And I can't believe we were so excited. But I guess you know what? You look at the numbers and you said he ran a 4.35 at the combine, or that's what he ran at wherever the hell. Where do you play again? Mississippi State?
Mississippi State.
Yeah.
I guess when you see that speed and you see the interceptions, I guess it makes sense.
Hey, you never have to worry about him ever again. He's out of your life.
I know he is. Yeah. I kind of root for him because everyone's pooping on him, including me. So it does make me actually. I know Valdez finds this strange. I actually kind of root for the kid.
Goof on him and then root for him when he's wearing a different uniform.
I know everyone's dumping all over the Falcons right now, but they're far from dead.
I mean, with the Raiders, Giants, and Panthers still at 3 out of their last 4 games.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think it's an easy out per se.
And then they got the Commanders. No, I mean, they have the Raiders and Giants. You think they could win those two? Then they win 2 in a row going at Washington. They're not giving up.
They still have a pulse.
They could. They're just playing so bad right now, Drabby, that I don't care who they play.
Yeah. Look, they've had some bad games, but they've
could easily go out to the Raiders and lose that game the way Cousins is playing.
Yeah, but Raiders are so bad, dude.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, they're a bad team too. But the Falcons, he hasn't thrown a touchdown in 4 weeks.
I know. He sucks right now.
You know what? Do theory.
That's what I thought this week.
Okay. Well, you were off a week.
All right. Well, he better play. If he starts.
The do theory is going to come through.
Do theory is very convenient just to plug in wherever.
For a player of his caliber, do theory is going to come through.
But you're right. I mean, they got to play a backup quarterback, probably a third string quarterback in next week. And then they're going to play a backup quarterback with another third string quarterback. And then the Commanders. But the Commanders game will be big for them.
What was I going to say? On our parlay, Travis Kelce, I saw, had 5 catches, 6 targets, Zeppy touchdowns. Am I the one that doomed us, or did we have a bunch of whiffs on that?
No, I had Pollard. I think he had a touchdown called back.
Pollard did not score.
Everybody may have whiffed.
Yeah.
I know. I had Grendo.
Oh, Grendo is there.
We went 1 for 5.
Yeah,
or whatever.
It wasn't a great week.
That's unbelievable.
It's pretty gross, actually.
Remember when you were saying how easy these are to hit?
Yeah. Right. Well, we hit two of them.
We hit two early. We got some extra swagger in Movado. Now, you know what? Been humbled.
What did Mar pick for you guys again?
I had Garrett Wilson, 7 catches, 114. I mean, we bottomed out on the next week.
You're over it?
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Put it in the rear view.
All right. Here's all what we found out. Mike Marr is not special.
He's not elite.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple eggs in a row.
Yeah, we thought he was.
All right.
Had a fleeting glimpse.
Hang in there, brother.
Fleeting glimpse of greatness. Now it's just gone.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we'll get into EB's wild weekend. What happened in the world of Eric Bickle this past weekend?
There's a lot.
We'll fill you in on that next here on
Football Fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Fan. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer for CBSSports.com, will join us coming up at 9 o'clock. So that's coming up in about an hour and a half. Just so you know. Just be ready.
All right, so what happened this weekend?
Well, there's a lot. First of all...
You were complaining last week about all the crap you had to deal with.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... And Mar said it. I was just taking L's on Friday because I had my urologist appointment. You know, your annual. I recommend it. Anybody over 50... You should go and get your PSA checked, right? Get your prostate checked.
Mm-hmm.
You go where the sun don't shine, cakes.
Mm, yep, it's very important.
And it's always very awkward because my doctor is a friend of mine. We play golf together.
That's very weird.
It's very weird. And literally, I pull my pants down after we talk. I pull my pants down, and he inspects my penis.
I don't think I could play golf on the regular with someone who does that to me.
He does. He inspects it. And then,
in fact, I know I couldn't.
And then he literally does. And then I turn around. He always says, put your elbows on the table. And, you know, and then we're still talking golf, you know. And he's talking about his driver and his new lessons that he's getting.
Well, he just probably does that to make it less awkward at the time.
No, but then we're sharing videos of our swing. After he goes where the sun don't shine, says everything feels great. We go back to talking golf, and he pulls out his phone, and I'm looking at his swing, and then he's looking at my swing.
You need a new doctor.
I'm telling you.
It's very intimate.
And then he's like way backed up. I'm sitting in the office, and they say, Doc is 50 minutes backed up.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, man, I'm going to be here forever. And then I get in there, and then I go, I know we can do this fast because I know you got to go. He goes, no. I always have time for golf. And so we sit out there.
Those other people can wait.
We're literally going through videos.
Yeah.
And he's telling me what his instructor was telling him. Yeah. And I was telling him what I was learning. And he was telling me his club fitter. I mean, we're doing a whole thing. Meanwhile, he's got patients out the door, out to like Rockville Pike. Waiting
You're
to see
that
him.
Nerd.
But anyway, that all goes fine. Then I go to the oral surgeon because I had an incredible tooth pain.
Pretty fun day.
And my dentist, Dr. Moore, the great Dr. Moore in Frederick, he says, I mean, he lives here, but his office is in Frederick. Mm-hmm. But he said, yeah, you got to go see Dr. Walker's people because...
Well, he lives in D.C.
He lives in Potomac.
Okay.
He's the one who's his two daughters are tennis prodigies. Right. And he's got the tennis court and everything.
Yeah, it's quite a baller setup.
And he, you know, I think he used to have two practices. Now he just has one with the hillbillies. And, you know.
Yeah, he's starting to tap the brakes.
It barely works.
Right.
Guy barely
As
works.
As he should.
But, so I have to, he says, yeah, it sounds like a nerve issue. Yeah. So I go in there. They squeeze me in at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I mean, my tooth is killing me. I'm pounding all the Advil. Mm-hmm. And then
garlic.
I stayed away for a day because the garlic does help.
Yeah.
I challenge you guys. Will you guys do it just as a goof?
Garlic.
Eat a little bit of garlic and you feel the burst of the. It's like an analgesic. It's like a pain reliever that comes out.
Yeah, but I'm not really.
But
in
pain. I need some pain.
Yeah, first. I just
want you to experience the power of the garlic. It's amazing. Anyway,
when I get pain, I'll do it.
I'll play the garlic in that.
But yeah. Anyway, I go in there. Long story.
He'd kill Dracula.
He puts the cold water on all my teeth, and then on the one tooth, no response. That means you're cooked. That means
it's dead.
It's like Valdez's tip of his finger.
It's dying.
It's dead.
And I'm like, can I do this now? Like, let's just knock this out. But they squeezed me in at the end of the day. And I know it was a Friday. They just wanted to go home. Yeah. He was like, let's do it Monday. So that's why I'm leaving today at 8 o'clock.
Right, you're doing it today.
Because
right.
I got to go. And he gave me steroid. He gave me 800 milligrams of... I've been high as a kite for 3 days. Just pounding all this stuff to keep everything at bay.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I've been through that rigmarole before. That's just kind of like... That's just Friday.
That's
a normal day for me. To be at the dentist. To have an issue. Be at my doctor, mm-hmm. checking my penis. I mean, it's just a normal day. And then I go to sleep Friday night. And at midnight, now my mother's not going to like me saying this, but I'm sorry. I just have to tell you what happened. At midnight, my phone rings. I went to bed early because I've been in tremendous pain. And I was, you know, pounding the steroid, pounding the Advil and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I even added a cocktail.
Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Try to numb the pain a little bit more. And then at midnight, my phone rings. And I went to bed before everybody. I went to bed at like 9 on a Friday.
I'm
in deep REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And when your mother calls at midnight, you usually think, this is not good. Why is mom waking me up?
She's not calling just to talk at midnight.
So I'm half awake. My phone's, I'm nervous because my mother's calling. I don't know what's going on. She's not going to like this. I'm sorry, Mom, but... This was agony. She's screaming, Eric. She's screaming.
Eric,
and I'm not kidding you.
Eric.
100% of every moral part of my being thought that she was being murdered in cold blood. Murdered. Because also, if you remember I told you a couple months ago, like somebody was knocking on her door at 1 a.m. Remember, didn't I tell you this? On the air. Somebody was knocking on the door at 1 a.m. And then she called me in a panic. And then somebody else. And then it happened again.
I don't think you told that story.
Maybe I told it off air. So anyway.
Did she call the cops?
She did. And then she said the cops didn't respond. But they were probably the ones knocking at the door at 4 a.m. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they were the second time.
The second time
was probably the cops responding.
Right.
But anyway.
That's kind of strange.
That was another thing. So when she calls me and she's screaming, Eric,
don't
she's screaming.
Make me look dumb.
And my mother's not dumb. She's a very bright woman.
What happened?
I say, what's going on? Are you being attacked? Like, what is going on? Hey, Eric. I mean, multiply that times 1,000. Screaming. What's going on? My toilet's overflowing.
Oh, no.
My toilet's overflowing. Now, here's the thing.
Had you been at her house earlier?
No, here's the thing. No. It wasn't because of Big Duty. I know you guys are thinking about Big Duty.
Of course.
It wasn't because of a Big Duty.
So it wasn't a dirty toilet. It was
No. I said, what? I said, first of all, see, here's the thing to set the scene. My mom has a germ thing. I'm sorry. I don't want to bring my mom's personal issues, but she's like, she's Howie Mandel on steroids.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. She has a germ phobia. I'm sorry. I know she doesn't want me to talk about it. So when the toilet overflows, she wants to blast off to the moon.
Right.
She just wants to die.
I can understand that.
She's screaming at me. I'm thinking she's being murdered in cold blood. And then I realize it's just the dumb toilet. And I go, Mom, stop it! It's the toilet! It's not a big deal. I said, and it's your poop anyway. And she says, there's not even poop. There's no poop.
So no one flushed
it? It's just water.
So it didn't flush and then overflow? It just started
to overflow? She flushed it, but probably from just going number one.
Oh, okay. Well, there was something in there.
There's not poop.
All right. Okay.
So then it's overflowing and she goes, it's going into the hallway. Water. It's going into the hallway.
I might be screaming too.
She's screaming. And then it dawns on me, she wants me to come over.
Yeah.
And clean up. She says, I'm not going to, she's going to stroke out.
You have the chance to be the hero.
The last thing I want to do. I was in a dead sleep.
It wouldn't be there for an hour.
Broken tooth, dead tooth. I got pain up the, I'm freaking high as a kite trying to deal with the pain. So I have to go over there, drive over there at 12:30, and I had bring a mop. I got a bucket. I just grabbed a case of freaking paper towels. Mm-hmm. I grabbed like a couple of Kate's swimming towels. Sorry, Kate. I didn't know what to do. And I just, I went over there. It was the mildest thing. It was clear water.
Was it still running, overflowing when you got there?
No, it had stopped. But here is the thing. There was shards of black stuff in there, but it wasn't poop. It's tree bark. Mm. And so trees have corrupted, and apparently, I don't know anything about this. Trees corrupt your plumbing if you have the roots. It can happen in an old house. And so it's the second time this has happened at my mom's house. And we got to get it resolved. So I clean it all up. And then I go, she gives me a plunger. By the way, she has the weirdest plunger ever. It's like a plunger that looks like an accordion. Have you ever seen those? It's not like an old plunger that every normal human has.
Yeah.
She has to have a weird plunger.
Yeah.
She has one that looks like an accordion.
I've actually got one of those.
More effective than the old school plunger with a wooden handle.
Put it this way, Case.
Standard plunger.
It was effective.
That plunger stinks.
It was effective, not at all. It did nothing. Okay. So I plunge it, I clean it all up. And I'm about ready to go home. Mm-hmm. And I go, you know what? I got to pee. So I go, I'm going to go upstairs because I'll use the other bathroom. So I go up there, knock out a weak urine flow.
Right.
And then hit the flush. She starts screaming again. She's screaming. Bloody murder. Because it now... it starts overflowing again. Somehow they're connected. So my flushing the toilet upstairs made the downstairs one. So now I'm already back to square zero. Or what's the cliche?
Square one.
Square one.
You're back to square one.
To square one.
Yeah.
So now I got to get all new paper towels. And she's screaming. And I got to get the towels and the swimming towels and mop it all up. Takes like 2 hours. She can barely function because of all the germs everywhere. She just sees germs. All she sees is germs. Like imagine Howie Mandel. You know Howie Mandel, when he goes to hotels, he'd have to put down paper towels, towels, and all that. My mom.
No, it's crippling.
It's a crippling issue if you have it. Mm. Unfortunately, my mother, my dear mother, has this germ phobia. And it was pure hell. Eventually slept over there. And we made her pack up. She didn't even have a suitcase because my sister used her suitcase when she went to Disney World. So we put all her stuff in like trash bags. Jeez. And I just brought her to the house. And so she's staying with me. And thank God I texted Ben from Crop Metcalf.
Yep.
They came right away.
Lifesaver.
They went over there. My brother was over there kind of managing everything, make sure everybody got in, got out. They got the roots out somewhat. But they have to go in today because they go, your line's so corrupted that they're going to have to go in there with a backhoe and then put in new plumbing.
Mm. It's always the tiniest people that have the biggest duties.
It was not duty. It was just normal
tree
flush.
Bark. Yeah, tree yeah, bark yeah, corrupted.
Yeah. No, I saw it. Believe me, it was no duty. If it was duty, I probably would have left. This is one thing I told my mom a long time ago. I love you, and I'll take care of you for the rest. You can live with me forever, but I draw the line of duty. I'm not doing any duty stuff.
So you were up until 3 in the morning on Friday.
Yes. And then drove home. I mean, it was just a nightmare. And it's just, you know, now we're in the middle of it because we got to get it all fixed.
Yes.
So that's what's going on.
But at least you got the professionals over there.
The professionals. And here's the best news. This is actually something. This is my mom's ahead of the curve. She saw neighbors dealing with this years ago because a lot of home insurance, shocker, doesn't cover this stuff. So she got extra insurance that covers anything that happens from the street to your house.
I have that too, and every year I look at it, I'm like, why am I paying this? It's not a lot. It's like $60 a year.
It's worth it.
It's probably worth it.
It's worth it.
In case something does blow up.
So, you know, the ball's rolling. Yeah. I mean, does that sound like a fun weekend? That was my weekend.
Did you at least sleep in on Saturday?
No, Sunday, you mean?
I guess Sunday, yeah. No chance your mom went to church on Sunday.
She went to church 8:45, 8 o'clock.
She prayed for a new toilet.
We had to get her up at 7.
Yeah. Smaller duties.
Yeah, we had to get up at 7 a.m. because she went to the church in Chevy Chase. Mm. Dina had to take that bullet because I had to take my daughter somewhere. I mean, it was a whole thing.
Sounds like a fun weekend.
So that was the weekend with the Bickles. A
lot of good stuff.
You know what? Took a lot of L's this weekend, Mark. Yeah. Took a lot of L's.
Hey, man, it happens.
Yeah, it happens from time to time. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. That's 20 years by my bad math. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. So if you're traveling for the holidays and going to stay at your parents' homes and you're single, apparently, according to the survey and the study, you're going to try to smash in your old childhood bedroom when you go home to visit for the holidays.
People do that?
Half of Americans, according to this survey,
I know JP would do that,
who will be visiting home for the holidays, plan to have sex in their childhood bedroom.
They plan it?
It's according to, now again, this is from NewYorkPost.com.
Yeah.
Like, take it for what it's worth, okay? Like, that's a trashy publication.
I don't know that it's trashy. It's a tabloid, yeah. But they break real news.
Sure. But according to this survey, 52% of singles plan to smash in their childhood bedroom
when they
go home for the holidays.
Well, none of us. That's not going to. First of all, Jason sold his house. Your dad's no longer with us.
My parents' house, somebody else lives in it.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
What about, have you, and your wife lives, her family lives like a mile from you.
Correct.
So I mean, there's no scenario on earth where you'd ever spend the night there unless you were, maybe taking care of like the mother-in-law or something if she was sick.
Correct.
Something. Right.
Yeah.
And then if you're doing that, you're not going to smash.
Though we have smashed in that house on at least two occasions.
You have?
Not while we were younger.
What?
While we were younger. While we were in our courting phase.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You still remember?
I kind of remember, yeah. I think two occasions.
Hey, Pickle, you're thinking about this the wrong way.
What do you mean?
Aren't your guys' kids coming home for the holidays?
Oh, well, I believe me. I'm already over that.
Yeah, I know. Connor's going to be smashing in Meg's old bedroom.
Believe me. All of that. Listen. I'm not proud. All that's already happened.
I know, but not in your house.
My son's 24.
Right.
Yeah. He's 24. Yeah,
My kids are 27, 22. My youngest kid is 20. My youngest.
Yeah. Zippy teenagers.
No teenagers left.
Yeah.
Your youngest is a sophomore, correct?
He's a junior.
Oh, he's a junior.
At Maryland.
Wow.
Time just flying by.
We're going to Florida, and I'm getting my son and his girlfriend in their own separate room. Like, you just got to get used to.
You're doing multiple hotel rooms or like Airbnb?
all that.
Oh, you're doing.
Oh, he's spending. Like a lot of, he's spending like, so much money like on that trip.
This trip. Just go to freaking Tampa.
Yeah,
you would think I was going to like Ireland and play all the greatest golf courses in the world or something. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Do you even know how much you're spending?
I have an
idea.
Ballpark.
Yeah. So you wait. You're going
to Tampa for 4 nights.
You're doing a hotel room and an Airbnb.
I'm getting my buddies. And his wife, they live in this beautiful upscale condo, mm-hmm. and they could rent out. You know how they always have ones you can rent out for family and friends?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But because it's the holidays, they have two rooms that they rent out to people for their family and friends.
Yeah.
Because it's the holidays, they won't give us the rooms more than 2 days in a row.
Right.
So for two of the days, I'm staying there. And I think for each room, it's like $100 each.
Yeah.
So that's nothing.
You've got how many people traveling? Six?
Six. That's nothing. $100 each. Take that all day long.
Yeah.
But the other two nights, I got to get my own place.
Mm.
And I got to get two rooms. And I think we're getting an Airbnb at Clearwater Beach on the water, which is nice.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't even know what that is. I don't even know. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it is what it is.
He's spending so much
cash. And the flights to friggin' Tampa.
Yeah,
it's $600 a ticket.
I haven't got my flights yet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to Florida as well, but I haven't got my flights yet.
So six tickets. That's $3,600 to fly to Tampa.
Yeah, plus all the extra fees.
Yeah,
loves Tampa.
It's call Tampa. It 4K.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine, but it's not like I'm going to freaking I don't know. Name some fancy.
You're not going to the Bahamas.
No. Yeah, I'm not going to playing the Hero World Challenge. I mean, by the way, Scottie Scheffler went 9 under yesterday.
Well, he's pretty good. I don't know if you've noticed.
Vin had a crazy parlay going, and he could have cashed out for $82. But he had Justin Thomas to win.
Mm-hmm.
And we both knew that Scheffler was gonna win.
Should have taken the cash out.
Should have taken it.
But what was his initial bet?
Like $10 or something.
I bet $10 on this parlay. 19 leg parlay.
It would have paid $440. I think it would have paid $440 if...
Yeah.
If Justin and JT won, and JT was one shot ahead.
Yeah.
He's like, what should I do? And I go, well, we both know Scheffler's going to win, but you can't wimp out.
Instead, it paid zero.
Wimp out. The payout was $82.
Oh, okay.
So it was 82.
What's that going to do for him?
And nothing.
I could buy a new pair of Crocs for $82. Well, maybe two at an outlet.
Right. If they fall off a truck or something.
Right, yeah. I can only imagine.
Yeah. So why are we talking about that trip?
I was so jealous watching those guys play that course and just being down at the Albany Club.
I wasn't jealous of the course, like the wind.
No,
and
just
all that.
Being down there.
Yeah,
you know, just being down there. I actually texted Sands while he was calling the action,
bothering him.
I said, "You're so effing lucky to be down there." He texted me back. In next commercial break, he texted me back.
Did you ask him about his fancy new pad in Dewey? I got the intel from Monty.
No, I knew
that Sansy's going to be putting down roots in Dewey Beach.
Yeah, because I think he talked about that.
Sansy's got an expensive new house. Yeah. It's Monty.
Yeah, he's got it going. Well, he sold his house for a bunch of money
down
in Orlando.
I'm sure that he has.
But how would you even know that?
Because we talk. I don't just ask him about golf. I don't just ask him about freaking Tiger.
You ask him how much he sells his house
and finances.
No, but he didn't tell me exactly, but he said we made a boatload. So I just assumed. He goes, and we paid for the next house in cash, which is awesome.
Right.
I just assumed he was killing it.
Right? It must feel nice to pay for your new house just
in cash.
Just transfer that cash. From the windfall from your first house to pay for the next house.
Well, he's an empty nester. He's not having kids.
Yeah, good.
They're all in college.
That's what he should be doing.
He's got one at Maryland. I think maybe that's his youngest kid at Maryland.
So what would you guys do? I'm in a pickle here. I gave my son my silly irons because I was having a bad day. I gave him my sillies and I took my old ones. So I want him back. He's in New York. He's got no car.
What happened with the car situation?
Picked it up. That was the other thing I had to do. I had to do that on.
So you went up there and got that?
Yeah, at some point, I don't even remember what day because it's all a blur, but at some point I had to pick up the car. That, it's taking L's all over the place. What would you do to get the clubs back? Because he has no car. He doesn't know how to take them like on a train.
Can he ship them?
Ship
them. So I told him, just go to FedEx. So I just actually texted him today. Do me a favor. After you're done working, take my irons, go to FedEx, and they'll box them for you.
Yeah.
And send me my friggin' clubs.
How can you not have a spare set of irons?
I do.
He does, but they're old.
I do. They're old and poopy. And I went to a place, and everyone was mocking me. They're like, "You're playing with garbage."
Yeah. You're getting joned on. You
getting,
don't want
the, getting, peer I'm getting, pressure. I'm getting club.
You're getting club shame.
Club shame.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Big they're club
like,
shaming.
They're like, these, I mean, what are you doing? Just mocking me. Yeah. And meanwhile, I have a perfectly very good set of TaylorMade 790s that the great people at Golfdom.
You should have sent your son the numbers and you should have kept the sillies.
I know, but I had a bad day and I didn't want to look at them that day. So I said, let me go back to these other sillies. I had fond memories. And they're just...
Well, that's what you do. You just tell them to...
So I'm going to tell them to go to FedEx.
UPS them.
Here's the best part. It probably won't be expensive to ship irons right before Christmas.
I don't think it will cost a lot. Yeah, I've actually thought about driving to the city, doing a club exchange, and then driving home. That's how bad I want them. Or have him take a train to Philly... And me meet him in Philly.
That is kind of
do
like
a cop exchange and then send his ass back on a train back to the city.
I mean, you could do that. There's no good solution.
I've pondered everything. I've pondered buying him a plane ticket to just take the irons, fly here from Newark,
and then stay at the airport,
and then just turn around at the airport, and get back on a flight, and go back. I gotta have my irons.
Apparently, you do. Desperate times.
Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy, Drep?
Because those are all stupid ideas. No,
how did the topic about having sex in your childhood bedroom turn into
irons?
Golf club talk?
I don't know.
It's amazing.
He was asking me about my trip.
Yeah, you brought up the Florida trip, so I asked about it.
Yeah, sorry.
So you are.
Maybe just ship the irons down to Tampa for when you show up there.
He just wants to know about my kids having sex in my house. He's a pervert.
That's all he cares about.
I don't want to think about that stuff. You get to think about that stuff in about 17, 18 years. Your twins are having their boyfriends over.
Yeah, and you and your producer then can ask me about it when I'm sitting in your seat.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. This seat will not be occupied by me.
All right, now
me.
Go take care of your tooth.
Oh, yeah, I got
to
go.
Yeah, you got a root canal to deal with.
I told my doc, I'm going to have 3 teeth extracted. I'm on TV 20 hours a week. Yeah. I can't have... A hole. Like, I already have one. I can't have 3 missing teeth.
Pretty soon you're going to look like Tom Wilson after he took the puck to the face over the weekend.
Yeah, look like a guy on Hee-Haw or something.
Big swollen face.
All right, good luck with
the root canal.
Yeah.
I'm guessing we'll see you tomorrow. All right, coming up later in the show, Will Brinson from CBS Sports. He'll join us coming up at 9 here on The Junks.